Welcome back to Monitor New York. This is Wayne Howell, and we hope that you'll enjoy the next 50 minutes, and we have special features for you and music. With the music first, Ralph Carmichael in the orchestra. I feel it. Michael and the orchestra, and I feel it. Later on in this half hour of Monitor New York on WNBC, we're going to talk about riding unicycles, or I assume you say unicycles. Anyway, you know what I mean. There's only one wheel instead of two. Somebody wants us to do that in Central Park. I think it's a lot of nonsense, but, you know, maybe so. Maybe there's something to it. I would think that a man over, let's say, 21 who starts to ride a unicycle is flirting with a broken leg or something like that. We'll find out more about it later on. Right now, New York State Food Merchants Association stores offer customers more service than ever before. They're offering more prepared foods, recipes, and meal planning, and many other services at courtesy booths and counters. Also, shoppers today find boys on hand to place the orders in cars, electric eye doors to ease their way through the exits, and some stores even offer coffee on the house. And still others have kitty corners for the youngsters so mother can shop at ease. And that's it. Well, now, before we get to our unicycle feature, here's Harry Belafonte. I've known him for a long time. It's not true, but he sings it anyway. He says, I'm just a country boy.
I ain't gonna marry in the fall. I ain't gonna marry in the spring, 'cause I'm in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring, and I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun and gold in the morning sun. I'm never gonna kiss the ruby lips of the prettiest. Marry me, for I know she'd turn me down, 'cause I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars sparkling diamond stone. All I could afford was a loving heart, the only one I own. 'Cause I'm just a country boy. Many have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun.
And you are on the Monitor New York Beacon. My name is Wayne Howell, and as we continue Monitor New York, I'd like to remind you this is the 15th of June, and what a beautiful day. First sunny day we've had in 8 days. And on my little terrace, there were a couple of birds sitting there in the trees whistling away. Very nice. Of course, I don't know if you realize this or not, but one of the most hazardous features for birds these days are the thousands of picture windows in homes throughout the land. Because you see a little bird sitting in a tree, sees a reflection of other trees and shrubs in that picture window and flies right into it, called plunk. It's happened to me when I had my home out in Long Island. It happened. Some people have even gone so far, real bird lovers, of buying almost invisible netting that they put across their window glass, and of course this netting would cushion the force of impact of any bird that flies against the window. But not too many people have done that. It's expensive, and of course it spoils your view. It's just one of those hazards of living, bird-wise, that is. Monitor New York will have our next feature right after Sue Rainey sings. And she's going to sing a song the Beatles made famous, I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? You believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be? From my friends, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help, with a little help from my friends.
This interview is being conducted at a well-established Carvel store located in Roosevelt, Long Island. I'd like you to meet one of the store owners. Your name, sir?
George Dobmeyer.
How long have you had this Carvel store?
It's starting our 13th year.
What sort of work did you do before you acquired a Carvel franchise store?
Oh, I had an ice cream parlor, stationery store, which was double the amount of work that we're doing now for what we're getting out of this.
Are you satisfied now that you have your own Carvel store?
I wouldn't have anything other than a Carvel store, and the reason why I'm a little bit sorry I didn't start sooner in my life. I'm at the age of 70 now and still going strong.
Now you can own a Carvel 36-flavor ice cream store in some locations for as little as $5,000 cash. For information, write Department N, Carvel, Yonkers, New York, or telephone 914-Y09-7200. 914-Y09-7200. Well, in Central Park, a group of unicycle enthusiasts began promoting their one-wheeled hobby in cooperation with the city. And now the Stelber Cycle Corporation is going to teach people how to ride unicycles. I'd like to see them go down that big, long hill around 120th Street on a unicycle. Could be scary. Anyway, WNBC News reporter Walt Wheeler was there to talk with Stelber's Monica Hellerman.
Monica convinced the park department to add to their bicycle program that she thinks that unicycles are the thing of the future. Why?
Well, unicycles have certain advantages that bicycles just don't have. For example, you can't ride your bicycle around an apartment, but you can ride a unicycle in your apartment. And probably the biggest boon to women is the fact that for a very small price, because a unicycle only costs around between $11 and $20, you can really have a great tummy control exercise. It's like an exercise horse almost, but it's much, much cheaper. For example, when you ride a bicycle, let's say, you have to hold on to the handlebars. But with a unicycle, you don't have any handlebars. You have to put all your torso control in your tummy and your hips and your legs. And this is just terrific for swimming. And it's fantastic for people who want to go skiing and have to practice during the week so they'll be in shape, get on the slopes. They can ride around their offices, close the door, ride around their offices, run down the hall with them, or in their apartments. I mean, I just think the unicycle is the cycle of the future.
Well, you're here at a program sponsored by the Stelber Cycle Corporation, the Park Department, and the Recreation Commission. Who's going to participate in this? What's the program all about?
Well, we have the participation of a group of boys from New York City who are called the King Charles Riders, and they ride around New York City giving demonstrations of how easy unicycling are, and we hope to get the participation of youngsters and of adults. Once adults see how easy it is, we hope to convert them, although they're harder to convert than the kids. And we hope to get the participation of every New Yorker, you know, executives, secretaries, sanitation men, policemen. We think it's a terrific thing.
Exactly. What are you going to do out here today? Are you going to teach people to ride unicycles?
Yes, we certainly are.
That's
right. We've got two instructors from the Stelber Cycle Corp in cooperation with a bicycle coordinator here, and both of them are going to be teaching how to ride unicycles.
Now, suppose I wanted to learn how to ride a unicycle. How quick would it be done?
Well, that depends on how agile you are and how unafraid you are. It's really very easy. All you have to do is get your balance, hold on to the fence or a chair for a while, and before you know it, there you are, going along. All you have to do is get your balance and know where your balance is going to be centered. And once you know how it feels like, then you just coast along. Just the greatest thing.
Let's put it this way. How long did it take you in terms of hours or days to learn to ride a unicycle?
Oh, I'd say 3.5 hours of intensive practice. I'm not very good yet, but then I haven't really been practicing very much.
How long have you been riding?
I've only been riding for 2 weeks.
You said earlier that you're going to hold these sessions throughout the summer and throughout the boroughs of New York. Would you give us a schedule on that?
Yes. We're going to be holding unicycle lessons in Central Park on the 22nd of June at 11 o'clock and the 29th. And then we're going to be running unicycle lessons in July in Prospect Park, in August in Alley Park in the Queens, and in September in the Bronx, hopefully Van Cortlandt Park. But these will all be announced.
You know, since you can ride a unicycle in an apartment, why take it out in a park to teach it?
Well, we thought we could get enough interest from people just walking around, you see. We wanted to let people be exposed to it, have them come up and say, "What is that?" And then, of course, my reply, "That is a unicycle, which is the most ideal thing to learn how to ride, and I think you should come in for a free lesson." You know, it's just an ideal participation sport for the park.
You have a young friend standing here. What's your name, young man?
Eric Frankel.
How old are you, Eric?
10.
I see you have a unicycle. Do you know how to ride it?
No.
You fixing to learn today?
Yes.
What do you plan to do with it once you know how to ride a unicycle?
I'll ride around to my friend's house and maybe teach my friends how to ride.
Think it has any future in delivering newspapers when you have both hands free?
Yes. You can carry the papers like in both hands. Instead of like when you ride, you just keep it in a basket and you can keep it under both your arms.
Also here we have one of the young men who knows how to ride a unicycle. What's your name, sir?
Charles King. I'm from the King Charles Unicycle Riders of the Bronx.
Charles, how did you go about learning to ride a unicycle? What's the technique?
Well, at the age of 5, my father had taught me to just sit on a unicycle. And after I learned to sit on it and get the feel of it, I was released into the park. And there I learned how to ride it. It's different techniques for different people. I think the technique has to fit the certain person, the individual.
How did you learn to sit on it in the first place? You lean against something, or do you do trial and error? What happened?
No, my father, he took the unicycle, held it for me, and I just got on and sat on it for a couple of, like, say 5 to 10 minutes, you know. Just sat on it and get the feel of it.
Then when you went out in the park, I assume you took a number of spills.
Right, I definitely did. First I went out in the park and I held on to fence, you know, riding it very slowly. And then after I let go, I always find myself on the ground for some reason. Before it came to me.
Now you appear pretty confident at it. Do you expect to keep this up?
Yes, hopefully we'll be going with Barnum & Bailey Circus next year, between October and November. Sometimes around that time we'd be going with Barnum & Bailey.
Charles, a lot of good luck in teaching other young people here how to ride a unicycle. Unicycles in Central Park and perhaps even in your apartment. Walt Wheeler, WNBC News, Central Park.
They're kidding, aren't they, about that unicycle? You said he's going to be with Barnum & Bailey Circus in December or in January or something? In other words, it'll be a cold day when you get me on a unicycle or something. I don't understand. I think I'll stay with the two-wheelers, fellas, if you don't mind. I'd like to remind you, first of all, the population explosion and voluntary sterilization will be discussed by Dr. H. Curtis Wood and Long John Neville tonight at midnight. That's about 33 minutes away on this station, WNBC. And also I'd like to remind you to save the Super 8 discount way. This week, associated frozen pink lemonade, 6-ounce can for 10 cents. You'll find this super special at your neighborhood Super A discount food store, where savings happen every single day. This is Monitor New York, and it's on all weekend on this station, and we hope that you listen to it the whole 2 days. If you do, for example, right now, you'll hear the Beatles, "Till There Was You."
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Meadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Don't you just leave your darling Monitor, dear Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, dear Monitor.
Yes, here is Monitor, New York. This is Wayne Howell, and in a week from now, we'll have the official beginning of summer. One of the nicest parts about this time of the year for me are the girls in their summer dresses. There's a short story by that title, The Girls in Their Summer Dresses, because, you know, they walk down the street, and particularly these days, because they're wearing such, they're really, literally dressed to kill, you know? Speaking of that, being dressed to kill, one of my favorite comedians is Joan Rivers, and she says she'd like to be rich enough to dress to kill, but she says she's not, so she just dresses to wound superficially. In this half hour, we'll have some comedy routines for you, and we'll be talking to several people about many interesting subjects. I don't know too many society girls. However, that is the title of our opening number, Society Girl, Kenyon Hopkins. Girl, Kenyon Hopkins in the orchestra. You know, despite the rapid growth of automation, members of the New York State Food Merchants Association still place their greatest emphasis on customer service. This includes clean, attractive stores, easy, convenient shopping, speedy and efficient checkout systems, and friendly personal service. Person-to-person selling still is the most important job, and the New York food merchants do it better than anyone else. To these stores, there's no such thing as a mass consumer market with a specific set of dislikes. On the other hand, members look upon each customer as the individual she or he is, one with individual needs and desires that must be filled. Speaking of needs and desires that must be filled, Jim Gerhardt called the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Wabino, Wisconsin. His fellow's name is Mr. Shaleskis, and he called about the city dump. For some reason or another. Mr. Shaleskis.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jim Gerhardt of WNBC. Now, you stop
me. Where's that, sir?
You stop me if I'm wrong. I beg your pardon?
Where's WNBC?
Where is WNBC?
Yeah.
It's in Secaucus, New Jersey.
New Jersey? Holy man. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, and we read that on a travel brochure from your Chamber of Commerce, you
urge the tourist to visit the city dump. Is that correct?
Well, yes. As a, just as a... How should I say it?
This is why I called you. I know how you say it.
Just as an added attraction, there are bears there.
Oh, there are bears?
Yes.
What else does one have to see in Wabino besides the dump?
Besides the dump?
Well, I don't mean besides, like, next to, but in addition to the dump.
Well, we have the Blackwell Job Corps Center, which is 6 miles from town.
I mean, tourists can come see the Job Corps Center.
Actually, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Open to the public.
Yeah.
Guided tours. What else did the brochure say?
I really don't know. The only thing that was pointed out to me was the fact that you were urging people to visit the dump. Can you keep what you find there?
Where did you get this from?
Where did we get that? It was from a magazine. It was a magazine that somebody said was published in Chicago, a national magazine.
You know what makes me think of it? I'm just trying to recall. Somebody had told me about this, that they had written an article and they put it in. I thought they said the Wall Street Journal, but
no, they really put it in.
And they mentioned that, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
But that was the reason for it.
Okay. Oh, thank you for the information. I have to run now. They're over here in Secaucus, they're around and feed the pigs. Thank you, sir, very much.
It's 24 minutes before midnight. This is Wayne Howell, and you're listening to Monitor Secaucus, New Jersey. Smile at the joke. That's what the man said, Secaucus, New Jersey. It's the Tulip Clock.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fears and sorrow.
New York, WNBC, New York.
Monitor Radio. Monitor Radio. Monitor.
It's Monitor New York, and this is WNBC, and I'm Wayne Howell. And in just a moment, we'll be talking about the sex life of widows and divorcees. Speaking of famous divorcees, you know, there's so much idiocy in the world that is just unbelievable. I'm going to give you a perfect example of something I read today. The motion picture Cleopatra is not being shown in the Arab states. You know why? Because Elizabeth Taylor is Jewish. That's why. Really. And now there's a big editorial argument in Egypt because there is a writer by the name of Miss Isis Nazmi who says Elizabeth Taylor is no longer Jewish, that she was led into marrying Eddie Fisher and became a member of the Jewish faith for a short time only. She reassures the Office of Boycott in Cairo that Elizabeth Taylor has gone back to Christianity after leaving Fisher, and now she's living in England, married to a Christian, and he is even acting in films which criticize the American way of life, and therefore they should show Cleopatra in Egypt. Isn't that the most... Anyway, I just thought you'd like to hear what's going on in the world. We're not the only ones with our bigots. They're all over. Well, now let's get to this feature. First, before I give you this news about sex life, I'd like to talk to you about biggest savings on your food bills. Get California vine-ripened cantaloupe, large size, 25 cents each. On sale now at your neighborhood Super 8 discount food store. Long John Neville talked to a lady by the name of Isabella Taves, and she wrote a book called Women Alone.
You deal a lot in your book with sex.
Yes, I think it concerns women alone very much.
Mm-hmm. Why does it concern women alone? So
because
much?
I think that if a woman has been married or divorced, she has not been in the habit of going out. And when she is suddenly alone, she is confronted with so many problems related to sex that she's completely confused. She's more innocent than young girls in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Although she has been married.
She has been married, but she's had no experience in coping with relations with men in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Now,
in most cases.
What is your recommendation to women alone?
A general recommendation?
Mm-hmm. Or is there no...
Well, there are several general recommendations. Mm-hmm. I think that the most important thing for the woman alone is to find something that interests her outside just the idea of remarriage. I think she should have something to fill her life. So her need for remarriage and her need for a social life isn't so terrible and intense.
Do you believe in marriage?
Oh, of course I believe in marriage.
Well, I mean, don't be so shocked. I mean, you've shocked me in your book, so I can shock you a little bit on this microphone. Why?
I think it's a very pleasant way to live, but I think that you have to be completely happy with the person, completely congenial with the person to whom you're married. I think a bad marriage is...
Well, how do you find this out? I mean, how do you know? You see, it isn't like if we go out on a date tonight, so everything is great, you know what I mean? I take you to Chock Full of Nuts in one of the better restaurants where I know the maitre d' and get a good stool close to the coffee urn for seconds, you know what I mean?
And we get chocolate cake.
That's right, the whole bit. So I'm a delightful guy. But, so every time I take you out, I'm going to treat you royally. As much as I can afford to. So how do you really know what I am like if you're not living with me?
I think it's rather easy to tell over a period of time. I know one
woman... Wait a minute, just a moment. Ladies, get your pencil and paper out. Get those pads out and make notes on this. This is the instruction coming now. The rules. Go ahead.
Well, the rules are very simple. I think that you should, if you're going to marry a man, you should be with him quite a while before you make up your mind. I think that the worst marriages are those where the woman is desperate and she leaps into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that men who are widowers particularly, and some divorced men, want to remarry very quickly because they can't take care of themselves. In fact, if I...
You mean financially?
No, I mean they don't know where to leave their laundry. As simple as that.
You're talking about men now?
Men.
Oh, men.
Men. Men want to remarry fast, immediately. In fact, I have heard of any number of widowers who want to remarry after 3 months. But I think the sense...
Well, what was the reason that
they are
widows?
So complete.
You mean that their wives die?
Their wives die, and they are so complete.
How about the men who are divorced? Are they as anxious to rush in 3 months?
They don't have the money in many cases. They're they're paying child support, mm-hmm. and they're so heavily burdened financially that they're not very good risks. But the widower who hasn't any financial burden wants immediately to replace his wife if he can. But I think that...
Then he doesn't really... Come on, now. He doesn't want to replace his wife. He wants to get another servant girl.
He wants to get another housekeeper,
right.
Yes.
Well,
and
if he could afford to hire one, he possibly would not bother getting married.
I think he also wants a little more than just the servant girl. He wants all sorts of attention. He wants the attention in bed as well as mm-hmm. at the breakfast table. He wants someone to take his shirts out. He wants someone to keep him from getting careless. This sort of thing.
Do you think women are able to do this for men? Keep them from getting careless?
One widower told me that he was quite happy living alone until he looked at himself one day and realized that his hair needed cutting and he had spots on his tie and his clothes were messy and he suddenly thought, I've got to get married.
I think he's just a sloppy guy. I don't think you need a woman to point out spots in your tie. That's why I can't afford to wear a tie because mine are all spotted. All right. Now, you said something in your book. You gave some statistics. And you mentioned about homosexuals.
Yes.
I was just wondering how you feel as a woman or what method you might recommend to some of the listeners who may have had the misfortune that you did to lose your husband. If the man, and I would like to refer to him as being a gentleman, if the man happens to be a gentleman and does not make these passes that you think every man is going to do in a short period of time...
You don't believe this, do you?
Then you're going to say the guy, he must be a homosexual.
Not necessarily a homosexual.
Well, I agree with you, not necessarily, but...
Not necessarily a homosexual, but there are men with low sex drives.
So.
They are not one or the other, but they simply are not interested in women. They aren't interested in men.
Mm-hmm.
I think these men make very pleasant companions.
All right, I'll buy that. That was Long John Neville talking to Isabella Taves, and she wrote a book called Women Alone, and she obviously is an expert on men alone. At least she would have you believe that. I don't know whether she is or not. Yeah, this is Monitor New York. I'm Wayne Howell, and we're on WNBC at 8 minutes before 12 o'clock midnight. The Manpower Development Training Program will accept applications continuously for positions as instructor of nursing at a rate of $8.60 per hour for vacancies in day or evening six-hour schedules. Applicants who are New York State registered nurses with a bachelor's degree may apply by writing to Mr. Peter F. Guida, G-U-I-D-A, Personnel Supervisor, 110 Livingston Street, Room 814, Department N, Brooklyn, New York, 11201. We're about to hear the voice of Andy Williams. I'll never forget his voice last week with Gene Patrick. Here he is to sing. Yeah, wrong speed. Well, that can happen. You see, some of them are 33 and some of them are 45. Here's Andy Williams to sing Somewhere.
Somewhere
voice of Andy Williams somewhere.
How do you know when you've got a winner? When you've got a lot of imitators, that's how. And that's happening right now to the famous, authentic, original Yago Sangria wine drink from Spain. Monsieur Henri has been frankly astonished at how quickly Americans have snapped up Yago Sangria, the rich, racy, tangy Spanish fruit and wine drink. Monsieur Henri is concerned that you might be confused by the imitations that have been flocking into the marketplace. Really, there's no reason for you to accept anything less than the best, the real thing, Yago Sangria. There's probably only a 50-cent difference in the cost, but what a difference in enjoyment. Only Yago Sangria combines that delicious red Santiago Rioja wine and zesty citrus juices into an unbeatable elixir. Drink it on the rocks, add a slice of fresh orange. You'll know from the first sip that Yago Sangria is the real one, the one you want at any price. That's Yago Sangria, imported by Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, New York, New York, exclusively.
Well, what can I tell you between now and midnight, which is about 3 minutes away? One thing very important. Tomorrow's Dad's Day. And unfortunately, mine has passed on, God rest his soul, but if yours hasn't, for goodness sakes, don't forget it. Call him. Do something nice. Because, you know, he's a pretty nice fellow, huh? I guess that's about all I had to tell you. Thank you for listening to Monitor New York tonight. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Jim Gearhart will be here at 9 o'clock. This is Wayne Howell. Good night.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.